Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're visiting with conscious leadership expert, Mr. Michael Bianco-Splann, who offers a roadmap to enrich your leadership skills, tap into your purpose, and profoundly impact those with whom you lead, serve, and collaborate. The second edition of his trailblazing book, Conscious Leadership, Seven Principles That Will Change Your Business and Change Your Life, and in the newly published companion release, Dying to Live, A Tapestry of Reinvention. And Mr. Bianco-Splann, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for inviting me. Looking forward to it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, how did you arrive at your first book, Conscious Leadership, The Seven Principles That Will Change Your Business and Change Your Life? Touch on some of the highlights there to kick things off today.
Well, yes, Eric, thanks for the question. My professional background encompasses over three decades of working within the corporate world across four different industries. So I have a lot of experience in working across in terms of management and leadership. And over this period of time, particularly in the last 10 years of working in the corporate construct and financial services, I took on additional responsibility and had a large number of employees who were reporting to me. So what I found through my professional career was really good people doing really good work, but at the end of the day, people being unfulfilled, dissatisfied, and really leaving depleted in terms of the end of the day. Leaders really, really trying to carry out the corporate playbook, trying to do the work in terms of shareholder value and profits, but really at the end of the day, good people just falling flat. And in my observations in the work that I did, particularly in financial services, I used my work as an executive in financial services to experiment. I used this as a laboratory. I worked most recently with a Fortune 100 bank and had the opportunity to develop these principles over time. I also concurrently in 2012 went back to school and went into a program for my master's in transpersonal psychology, opened my own coaching company, and these principles developed over time using the corporate construct to be able to answer the question, what's necessary in today's world, particularly in the corporate side and in leadership in general, to really make a mark, to make a difference. These principles that I arrived at, the seven principles that will change your business and change your life, are principles that I've employed that actually work and bring fulfillment, bring a sense of satisfaction to leaders. So this was developed over time, and the first edition of Conscious Leadership was published in 2015, and that was a springboard for not just my coaching but also the performance consulting that I do with organizations.
And certainly do appreciate your coverage and sharing on how you arrived at writing the first book, Conscious Leadership. Good stuff there. And what was the inspiration for the second book, Dying to Live, A Tapestry of Reinvention?
You know, after the first book was published, the folks who had read the Conscious Leadership book inquired, they said, well, how did you arrive at these principles? And I thought to myself, there's a story there. And how would I go about sharing that with other leaders and the readers? And so I had started some time ago some vignettes of my own life story. I've had a fairly adventurous life professionally and personally, and decided that I would tell the story of how I arrived at the seven principles by sharing vignettes of my life story. So Dying to Live, A Tapestry of Reinvention is a very intimate view of my life, not necessarily from an autobiographical point of view or even from a memoir point of view, but embedded within Dying to Live is the story of how I arrived at the seven principles, sharing bits of my life, the challenges that I had to overcome. Dying to Live is a book of resilience. It's a book of being able to hopefully have the reader share in my journey of resilience, the story of combating challenges and being able to step back up and reinvent myself. To be able to do that and actually carry on in the spirit of consciousness, in the spirit of leadership. So So it really is it's a deep dive, an intimate, very vulnerable look at how I arrived at these principles, sharing my life story.
When it comes to a life story, always something to learn, no doubt about that. Thanks for sharing some of the details there. Now, if you could boil down your main points of the book, Conscious Leadership, what would that be?
Well, I would say that, first of all, I'd say that this is not a dress rehearsal. This is the real deal. You know, we're not practicing to live our lives. We're actually living our lives. The other main principle within conscious leadership, that shift in leadership, is about turning off the autopilot. You know, good people doing good work following the corporate playbook, we make thousands of choices every day. And most of those choices are made on autopilot. It's just the way we do things. And one of the principles, one of the seven principles, is to be present. Leadership presence means turning off the autopilot and stepping into awareness, an awareness that affords you the opportunity perhaps to make different choices in the way that you're interacting with those that you lead and serve. That presence is a very, very powerful part of the work that we're doing moving forward here.
Thanks for your input on that. Most appreciated. Today we're speaking with Mr. Michael Bianco Splann, the author of the second edition of the book, Conscious Leadership, Seven Principles That Will Change Your Business and Change Your Life. And in the newly published companion release, Dying to Live, A Tapestry of Reinvention. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Michael, if you would, how do you see your work advancing others? Talk to us about that.
Well, I'm a full-time professional coach. I'm a transformational life coach, but I also work full-time as a organizational performance coach, supporting enhanced leadership. And I do that full-time. The work that I do, let's just ground ourselves for a second and ask how we're doing as a nation, as a world at this point. I think we can agree that we probably can do better than what we're seeing happening, and not just in our own backyard here, but across the planet. You know, I don't have to elaborate on some of the issues that are out there. My work in terms of bringing consciousness to leadership has an impact that's ubiquitous across all of these platforms. It's not just designed for corporate leaders, because leadership is ubiquitous in terms of we are all leaders at some point in our lives, and some of us are leaders on a routine basis. Anytime we coalesce the energies of others to accomplish a certain goal, we become leaders. I mean, parents are leaders, grandparents are leaders. The world that exists right now, there's a lack of ethics, there's a lack of integrity, there's a lack of caring, there's a lack of human connection that's missing in the leadership construct. The work that I'm doing and working with organizations small, medium, and large, and certainly with individual leaders, is to help differentiate that, to bring forward, in the case of a leader, their full self-expression as a leader. You know, doing their job, shifting the how side of what they do to be able to impact people. We already know that there's some statistics out there, Eric, that are just alarming. The World Health Organization just recently in May recognized a crisis of burnout with executives. An occupational burnout that's actually got an ICD-11 coding. So there's actually a coding for organizational burnout at this point. So the world that we live in right now is demanding a differentiated level of leadership. Conscious leadership, what I offer in the seven principles, is a way to move forward and to reinvent, to step into leadership from a different point of view. And I subscribe to a servant leadership model. I recognize leaders as powerful entities in supporting and lifting others up. And our world is demanding that at this point. The other side of this is, I mean, if you look just from a pragmatic point of view, why do people leave organizations? You can look at a variety of different surveys out there, HR surveys, and they'll all tell you that the top 1, 2, 3 answers in terms of why people leave organizations has to do with their boss, their manager, their supervisor. They don't feel as if they care for them. They're not developing them. There's not positive and challenging feedback that's offered to them in terms of their professional and personal development. So these factors are weighing heavily in terms of the way in which we conduct ourselves in the present world. Conscious leadership offers us an alternative of stepping into a differentiated role. You know, turning off the autopilot and stepping into a leadership presence that currently doesn't exist in most organizations.
Now, another question for you as well. You have a spiritual slant, I understand, to your work. How do you see the intersection of leadership and spirituality play out?
Eric, I love that question, and it's actually a topic that I have a lot of interest in. I approach leadership from a holistic point of view. It's interesting that in the corporate construct in particular, organizational flow, we can talk about policies, procedures, we can talk about supporting the individual and how important the customer is, but what are organizations doing to support the individuals, the human beings that are part of that organization? When I think of leadership, I think of the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. And let me just clarify, when I say spirit or spirituality, it has nothing to do with religion. I'm talking about that what Edgar Cayce calls the triune self of body, mind, and spirit. You know, taking care of and balancing the body, mind, and spirit as a leader, and this is the work that I do as a professional coach, identifying the whole person and bringing forward that spirit, that energy that we all possess to be able to make a difference in people's lives. That's spirit, that's energy. And I do have a spiritual slant, and I think it's time that we brought a spiritual slant into leadership. You know, because we are energy, we know that the human body is a superconductive electromagnetic miracle. We conduct electricity. There's fluent or energy that runs through us. That energy is also the spirit of who we are as a human being. When we're stepping into our full self, body, mind, and spirit, we offer those folks that we lead and serve a differentiated way to interact. And that visceral energy that is translated from energy and spirit to the other person is the way in which we connect. It's the way in which we attract. It's the way in which we are able to accomplish the things that we do. So, yes, spirituality and leadership, there is a direct and an indirect correlation to success when you look at conscious leadership.
Well, certainly appreciate your joining us here today and taking the time to do so. I'm sure our listeners are appreciative as well. If listeners wanted to get further information on you or your books online, where's the best place to do so?
Eric, the best place to do it would be go to my website, which is illuminateambitions.com. That's ambitions, plural, illuminateambitions.com. I have all my contact information there. I work with organizations. I work with individuals, and they don't have to be corporate leaders. I work with individuals, professionals, and individuals in transition in their lives. I'm also a spiritual mentor, so they can get plenty of information on my website. And I'd invite the leaders and the listeners out there to do so.
Again, Mr. Bianco Splann, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
All right, Eric. Thank you so much.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Bianco Splann, the author of the second edition of the book Conscious Leadership, 7 Principles That Will Change Your Business and Change Your Life. Also, the newly published companion release, Dying to Live, A Tapestry of Reinvention. And for further details, visit illuminateambitions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.